Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday, May the 7th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.net. You can also access it by going to eaglesup.com. Had a great weekend. I hope you had a likewise fun weekend outside of the devastation in Kansas. I can't believe that devastation. It's mind-boggling in its proportion. And the president is having dinner with the queen. Well, the queen's more important than Kansas. Looked at the menu for dinner tonight. Uninspiring. I was a little disappointed. Saturday was a great day. Watched the Kentucky Derby. Everybody was talking about the horse. One of the horses that was supposed to win, Street Sense. Great horse. Said he came from second last to win the Kentucky Derby. The horse that I picked, well, he was stone last. I'm a wild and crazy guy, a pretty gray horse. He finished fourth. Anyway, as far as the world's financial markets are concerned, the boys on Wall Street are downright giddy again as the Dow hits another record close of 13,312, up 48 points. According to the AP, Wall Street closed mostly higher today, though technology stocks struggled to hold on to gains during the session as a $27 billion bid by Alcoa for Canadian aluminum, as I like to say, aluminium, rival Alcan, buoyed the blue chip issue. Obviously, no talk about IBM laying off 100,000, but then again, that's most probably the reason why IBM stock was up. These things happen. Companies announce massive layoffs, and by the way, the 100,000 layoff, all American. Why? Oh, we're moving to a cheaper country. Way to go, guys. Dow hit a record. Gold's hit a smaller record. 3 days in a row, we've seen a plus sign. Gold in New York City closed at 689 even, up 60 cents on the day. Silver up 7 cents at 1359. Platinum, big winner, up $20 at 1,352. We'll take a short break, give you all the other prices, and continue with our ongoing episode of More Bad Financial News. We'll be back.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm watching the arrival of the Queen at the White House. Unbelievable to think that the earring that she is wearing could more than likely fund Republic Broadcasting Network for the next 500 years, enable us to install a 500,000-watt blowtorch transmitter. One earring. But we battle on. Don't forget, we are having a fund drive at Republic Broadcasting Network. It is a listener-supported network. We are not a corporate-supported network. And if you feel that you get good advice from this network, well, I hope to cling on your heartstrings to give a call to the network, make a pledge. Those listeners that are clients of Republic Trading Group, if you don't have Federal Reserve notes to send to the network, they'll be more than happy to accept a gold coin or two as your contribution. Final wrap-up of the metals prices in Asian trading as we speak. Everything's on the negative side, not by much. Gold off 10 cents. At $688.90, silver off a penny at $13.53, platinum off $2 at $1,353, palladium off a buck at $3.82. Crude oil inched up 21 cents today at 61 cents and 68 cents the barrel. Unleaded gasoline futures rose again today around about $2.12. So you have to ask yourself, why am I paying almost $4 for gasoline when the futures are $2.12? Well, that's the futures price. It's just like spot gold price. You can't buy gold at spot. You can't buy gasoline futures at spot. If we could buy gasoline futures at spot, we'd be filling up our cars to $2.12 a gallon, not $3.12 a gallon. U.S. dollar, where everything is hinging, my friends, flat on the day, U.S. dollar index, at 81.54. Over the weekend, Merrill Lynch announced it is launching a $100 million gold fund. Yeah, wonder what they know that a lot of other people don't. This is a report we got out of New Delhi, surprisingly. Says Merrill Lynch Mutual Fund will launch an open-ended gold-linked fund next month to raise about $100 million to invest in the group's World Gold Fund program. We have already got approval from market regulators. The gold fund will invest in Merrill Lynch's World Gold Fund. The World Gold Fund, launched in 1994 by the United States-based Merrill Lynch, invests predominantly in global conglomerates engaged in mining of gold and other precious metals. As I said, what do these guys know that a lot of smart people in Washington don't know? That we are facing a financial Armageddon? Well, I warned you. The show's about bad news. Bloomberg News reports today that anyone who says the dollar is weak after it fetched a record low, 136 against the euro, and the fewest pence against the pound in 25 years, is expressing euphemism. The currency may decline at least another 10% by the end of 2008, said Jay Bryson, economist at Wachovia Corporation, and Kenneth Rogoff, the former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. The dollar has only fallen 3.4% in the past 2 years to a 10-year low, according to a Federal Reserve Index, which we know is wrong, but that's neither here nor there. Dollar weakness will be broad-based, could last for years, as said Bryson, a global economist at Charlotte, North Carolina-based Wachovia, who previously analyzed currencies at the Federal Reserve. Investors are dumping dollars, lured by higher returns elsewhere. That's something I've always said to people. This is one thing you've got to understand about money. Money, fiat money, well, any money, has no patriotism, has no loyalty. Money will go wherever it's going to get the best return. This is not rocket science. This is not because people are unpatriotic. It's just how money flows. Money flows to where it's going to get the best return. The article in Bloomberg continues, says the U.S. will grow more slowly than Europe for the first time since 2001 and Japan for the first time in 16 years. This according to an IMF forecast. The difference in yield between the 10-year German bond and treasuries has sunk to the smallest since 2004. Really? Yeah, that's interesting stuff. Are we going to see any action from the election of the new French prime minister? No. It's interesting to note that conservative talk show hosts in America are basically calling him the Ronald Reagan of France. I almost fell out of my chair. I switched on, listened to a little bit of Baby Jesus this morning. He was giddy. He was beside himself. Now, this is a guy that spent the last 4 years trashing the French. Now, today, he couldn't find anything bad to say about them. And why do you think conservative talk show hosts and obviously the right in this country likes the new French prime minister? Because he's a Zionist. Hello, wake up, smell the coffee. You know the difference between, and this is something that's a little refreshing about him. Unlike Zionists in America who run away from the name Zionism, we are not Zionists. It's like the old liberals, you know. Don't call me a liberal, I'm a progressive. He's proud of his Zionist roots. His family is very prominent in the Zionist movement. His best buddy is Bibi Netanyahu, the man that could possibly become the next prime minister, God forbid, of Israel. So when you look at the global world in which we are living, we have to be prepared. A Boy Scout's motto, my friend: hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Are we going to see the worst this year? Well, according to a Dallas investment manager who I followed for many years, his name's David Tice. He has a website called prudentbear.com. recently was interviewed by Brett Ahrens of TheStreet.com. And he was interviewing David Tice as the Dow Jones Industrial Averages hit 13,000. Let me share some of his insight with you. Mr. Tice said 13,000 on the Dow is really irrelevant. It's just a number. Does the market seemingly ability to rise shake his conviction that it's going to collapse? It's been quite a rally, Mr. Tice acknowledged, but it doesn't dissuade us in our opinion, and we've never been more confident. The Dow, he predicts, will fall at least 50% from these levels, and he says the market is only months away from beginning a sharp decline. I think what we are seeing is a topping pattern. We think it's probably 3 to 6 months away from a significant decline. He calls the latest rally a crack-up boom. At the tail end of credit excesses, it just gets crazier and crazier. It sucks people in and into extremely dangerous situations. In all, Tice argues that the rally of the past 4 years is masking a long-term bear market that began in 2000 and won't end for at least another 5 years. The reason? In short, Tice argues that the bull market is simply massive asset inflation caused by reckless lending and easy money. Sooner or later, he says, it will have to be worked out of the system. Our philosophy is that this has been asset inflation created by rampant excess credit. He argues the global money supply has grown by 18% a year for the past 4 years. What does that actually mean? Shall we dissect that phrase that he used, that the global money supply has grown by 18%? That means governments have printed a huge amount of fiat money, which has financed this whole scam. He continues, we believe in the Austrian School of Economics, says Tice, referring to the late 19th century economic theory developed by Austrian economist who emphasized usefulness to the consumer in determining the value of a product. If you create credit faster than GDP, you will get inflation. This has to be wrung out of the system. It's only a matter of time. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Monday, so what David Tice is talking about here is a 7,000-point decline in the Dow Jones Industrial Averages within months. Now, you may say I'm crazy by suggesting this, but it would be probably beneficial to one candidate running for president, Ron Paul. If the Dow declines 7,000 points, a lot of people are going to pay a lot of attention to what these wannabe presidents have been saying of late, and if they do basic research, they'll find out that there's only one candidate that's actually not only predicted what's going to come in the not-too-distant future, but the only one who actually has a plan on how to solve the problem. But in all seriousness, as David Tice points out, anyone who looks at long-term charts must realize how utterly extraordinary and unprecedented the past dozen years have been. Stock market valuations, house prices, household debt, U.S. trade deficits, they all tie together and they've all gone berserk. It took the Dow Jones Industrial Average nearly 100 years to put on its first 5,000 points, and just 3 to put on the second. Yes, there is plenty to make you nervous. And there are a lot of really good fund managers out there who are watching the latest boom with white knuckles and a large bottle of antacid. Now, you got to understand, Mr. Tice is not alone in his predictions. Many other notable people have said exactly the same thing, just confirming it. He believes, as I do, as Peter Gingrich does, as Bill Bonner does, as the Magumba Guru does, as David Walker, the head accountant for America does, as Ron Paul does. He believes the canary in the coal mine is the U.S. dollar. He expects the greenback to tank as international investors start to lose faith in the U.S. credit bubble. He also predicts the Federal Reserve will respond by jacking up interest rates to protect the dollar from a complete collapse. That, of course, would bring credit markets to a grinding halt. In September of 1996, when the fund was not even a year old, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan issued his famous warning against irrational exuberance on Wall Street. When Greenspan spoke, the Dow stood at around 6,400. The blue chip index has more than doubled since then. Prudent Bear is down from $8.40 to $5.70 over the same period. Waiting for the meltdown is an expensive business. Of course, when you factor in fund dividends, investors have done better. Over the past 10 years, they're only down about 5%, and that masks some pretty wild moves since the fund hit rock bottom in early 2000. Investors have actually doubled their money. Not bad for a bear fund. And that has attracted investor interest. Prudent Bear's fund sales hit $170 million last year, almost as high as their peak during the market collapse of 2002. The figures come from an industry monitor called the Financial Research Corporation. Clearly, Tyson's the only one, as we said, who's nervous about the market. Funds under management are now $688 million, Ty said. They peaked at $702 million a few weeks ago. Since 2003, the S&P is up 70%, but our assets are up 40%, he says. We have been more defensive than other bear funds because we have lost a lot less money. The reason Tice isn't just betting against stock market overall, he is also short individual stocks, including selected home builders, financials, and consumer discretionary stocks. Some bets, particularly in the home building sector, have obviously done well recently. Prudent Bear has also invested about 18% of its portfolio in companies mining precious metals, including gold, silver, and uranium. The price for those have been skyrocketing. Gold is the one asset that is not someone else's liability, Tice argues. Gold is an asset that you can carry around in your pocket, and it's of value. Bears of all stripes believe gold will prove a safe haven if and when the economic reckoning arrives. We'll take another short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Starting the week off with some bad news about the economy. What a shock, what a surprise. David Tice from PrudentBear.com predicting Dow will fall 7,000 points in a couple of months. He points out to America's crazy trade deficit, which has been slowly undermining confidence in the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, and as the greenback has slid, alternatives, including gold, have risen. No kidding. Although we have not seen a dramatic market correction yet, Tice notes that everyone in has a vested interest in keeping the game going as long as possible. He concludes by saying, there are no enemies of asset inflation. Washington likes it, Wall Street likes it, and consumers like it. But as the sun shines on the markets around the world, he still believes storm clouds are on the way. I'm as confident as ever that we are going to be right, Tice says, though he concedes things are playing out a little slower than we thought. Are they really playing out that slower? According to Michael Hampton, the economic collapse is just a matter of time. The Great Depression will look like a small blip compared to the economic collapse the United States is about to suffer, according to several experts. But guess what? Congress refuses to listen and do what's necessary to stave off this disaster. Worse, Congress has been warned year after year since 1992 and perhaps before that. The federal budget is structurally unbalanced. This will do increasing damage to the economy and is unstable in the long term. Regardless of the approach chosen, prompt and meaningful action now is essential. The longer it is delayed, the more painful it will be. Those are the words of General Accounting Office 15 years ago, reporting on the long-term fiscal outlook of the federal government. GAO reported then that Medicaid and Medicaid and Social Security will grow out of control and that the path of no action is unsustainable. It also warned that a major effort to strengthen the economy must be completed by 2010 when the baby boomers will begin retiring. We all know what happened in the intervening 15 years. Absolutely nothing good. The entitlement programs are still here, larger than ever, and draining ever larger percentage of the national economy. Last month, GAO reported again to Congress on the nation's long-term fiscal outlook. It's only gotten worse. GAO's current long-term simulations continue to show ever larger deficits, resulting in federal debt burden that ultimately spirals out of control. GAO reported, even under the best-case scenario that GAO studied, the risk to the nation's future financial condition are too high to be acceptable. And again, the problem is government entitlement programs and Social Security. Bad as it isn't even the biggest one. In the succeeding two decades, America's population will age dramatically, and relatively fewer workers will be asked to support ever larger costs for retirees. And although Social Security is a major part of the fiscal challenge, it is far from our biggest challenge. Spending on the major federal health programs, Medicaid and Medicaid, represents a much larger and faster-growing problem. In fact, the federal government's obligation for Medicaid Part D alone exceeded the unfunded obligations for Social Security. Over the past several decades, healthcare spending, on average, has grown much faster than the economy, absorbing increasing shares of the nation's resources, and this rapid growth is projected to continue. And for this reason and others, rising health care costs pose a fiscal challenge, not just to the federal budget, but to American business and our society as a whole. This is according to the Government Accounting Office. Bear this in mind. The folks that are running for the Democratic Party want to instill universal health care. They are not talking about fixing the system. They are talking about making it even bigger. Once again, as I said, a 7,000-point correction in the Dow may wake up a few people and start listening to Ron Paul. He's the only one that's talking about this. Rudy Giuliani is not. He's trying to scare the pants off Americans, thinking that if you vote for a Democrat, another World Trade Center event will happen. If you listen to John McCain, all he wants to do is bomb Iran. If you listen to Mitt Romney, well, if someone wears their religion on their sleeve, and I don't have a problem with people wearing religion on their sleeve, but if you are going to take that mantle, don't lie. Because as soon as you lie, whatever credibility you had has gone out of the window. His little lie about being a hunter, which he never was, just joined the NRA. If a man is going to lie about that just to ingratiate himself to conservatives on the right, then he's just another worthless individual, even more so. Who else is in this hunt here for president? People are all lost. Listen, America, I've said this before, America's following in the footsteps of Great Britain, the last imperial power. Why did Britain abandon its colonies? It abandoned its colonies because of its stupid welfare programs, its cradle-to-grave protection. All of a sudden, it figured out that its domestic demands were exceedingly being underfunded because of its commitment to its colonies. Yes, they were fighting wars all over the planet. It was costing a lot of money to keep up messing in other people's countries. We are finding the same thing. I mean, here we are dealing with a major fiscal crisis of epic proportion, and what are we spending a large chunk of GDP on? A stupid war thousands of miles away. That the costs of this war ain't going down, they're going up. They're getting ready to vote on the defense spending bill again, and in there somewhere is a couple of billion dollars for up-armored Humvees for the troops. And believe it or not, guess where they're coming from? Yes, they're coming from South Africa. They could have done this 4 years ago, saved the thousands of kids needless losing body parts. Because nobody figured this out. I mean, it's mind-boggling in all its proportions. And it's the same thing. I mean, if you think this, this is what's funny. You know, and I go back to listening to the president's approval ratings of 28%. This is the makeup of the entire listening audience of Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Medved, Michael Savage, Hugh Hewitt. This is where George Bush's 28% is. And these people don't even get it. They don't. They don't get it. And today was another typical case in point by talking about this new French prime minister. Listen, the guy, okay, let's forget the Zionism thing and his commitment to Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu and all that kind of stuff. Let's just deal with the issues that he has to deal with. Not widely reported in the mainstream media. Yesterday, there was a social upheaval taking place in France. Once again, the haves and the have-nots, the minorities, obviously allowed in by very lax immigration policies, made up largely of French Algerians, which happen to be black people, and a whole bunch of Muslim people, once again, torched half of Paris last night. And they got this thing about torching cars. I don't know where this started, but 740 cars went up in smoke last night in France. So here comes the so-called Ronald Reagan of France, and I looked at what his platform is, what he's trying to do. First of all, he's going to try and do away with the 35-hour work week. Now, this is something the unions have been fighting for in France for a long time because they don't believe in France that you should work a 40-hour week. You should work 35 hours a week, and you should have 6 weeks vacation paid. And if you get pregnant, you should have 9 months vacation. As a matter of fact, the union's demand on labor in France is the reason why fiscally it's a basket case. And so what's he going to try and do? He says he's going to reform the labor unions. Well, then you can write off another 740 automobiles that are going to get burnt in France overnight. Then he's going to try and reform all these other social ills within the society, i.e. his immigration problem, and he's going to run up against a buzzsaw on that one. It's not going to be pretty what ultimately transpires. But then again, he can always escape to Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. Please, give me a break. So here we've got real serious financial problems. I mean, serious financial problems. Nobody is, as I said, nobody's discussing, nobody wants to discuss, no single politician wants to talk about this. This is definitely the third rail of politics. Touch this one and you die. Because what is the solution to the problem? As Ron Paul has pointed out many times, it's to severely cut welfare programs. Let me tell you something. They will start burning cars in America when he starts announcing cuts in welfare programs. I mean, it's the same thing. What's happening? What's going to happen in France is going to happen here. It's the same thing because obviously to be fiscally responsible in order to address this, so this generation, it doesn't become the first generation in the history of America to leave a country to the next generation in a worse place than they found it. It's all entitlement programs. In the succeeding two decades, America's population is going to age dramatically. And as we point out, there's relatively few workers out there that are going to be able to pay the costs. Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, last week warned Congress. But of course, most of them refuse to listen or even acknowledge that the problem exists. It's like the crazy ant in the basement. That's what Ross Perot was saying all the time. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke could not have sounded the alarm any clearer if he had carried a bullhorn and a gong. The expansion, this is his own words, this expansion of debt would spark a fiscal crisis. The U.S. economy could be seriously weakened. This is sort of like a snowball rolling down the hill. This can really get out of control. Lawmakers struggled to wrap their arms around the crisis Bernanke was describing. We're just kind of whistling past the graveyard, said Representative Marion Barry, Democrat from Arkansas. Yes, sir, said the chairman. Yeah, you are whistling past the graveyard and hoping that the tooth fairy comes and bails us out of this deal. I don't know about the metaphors there, Mr. Congressman, Bernanke replied. Representative Jeb Hansing, Republican from Texas, had a different metaphor to run by the chairman. He asked if we are debating how to mop up 6 inches of water in the stateroom of the captain of the Titanic when we should be focused upon the gaping hole in the hull of the ship. The heart of the problem are entitlement programs, Bernanke affirmed in the Washington Post. Federal deficits will grow to unsustainable levels in as little as 2 decades, said David Walker, Comptroller General of the United States. At that point, without significant policy changes, federal deficits could reach 10% or more of our economy. As the head of GAO, it's Walker's responsibility to sound the alarm. Not at all satisfied with Congress refusing to listen, he's taking his message directly to the people. He appeared on 60 Minutes. And now he's touring the U.S. We are the world's largest debtor nation, and time is working against us, Walker said in an article for the Futurist magazine. Indeed, the American welfare state is growing out of control, with tens of millions of Americans receiving some form of government handout. Yeah, we know what that number is. It's in excess of 50%. The number of families receiving cash benefits from welfare has plummeted since the government imposed time limits on the payments a decade ago. But other programs for the poor, including Medicaid, food stamps, and disability benefits, are bursting with new enrollees. The result, according to Associated Press analysis, nearly 1 in 6 people rely on some form of public assistance, a larger share than at any time since the government started measuring this 2 decades ago. You know what? You know what's amazing? And this is because people just, I don't know, don't learn from history, never studied history. How did we exist prior to the creation of all these entitlement programs? How did the poor do in America prior to all the government wanting to take the responsibility away from the people and do it as only the government can do? Not very well. Well, guess what? People used to take care of people back then. When people got into hard times, people got together. Neighbors helped neighbors. There was no need for the federal government. As a matter of fact, if the truth be known, there were less poor people in America before these welfare programs started than afterwards. It's true. And people are only too willing to hand off this responsibility to the government. Okay, I'll pay 50% of my wages if you'll just take these responsibilities away from me. Anyway, I feel better. We'll take a final break and be back. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
When I was young, I never needed anyone, and making love was just fun. Those days are gone.
And yes, those days are long gone.
Living alone.
Ron Paul recently was asked about the national debt. This is what he said. The official national debt figure, now approaching $9 trillion, reflects only what the federal government owes in current debts on money already borrowed. It does not reflect what the federal government has promised to pay millions of Americans in entitlement benefits down the road. Those future obligations put our real debt figure at roughly $50 trillion, a staggering sum that is about as large as the total household net worth of the entire United States. Your share of this $50 trillion amounts to about $175,000. Don't believe for a second that we can grow our way out of the problem through a prosperous economy that yields higher future tax revenues. If present trends continue, by 2040, the entire federal budget will be consumed by Social Security and Medicaid alone. The only options for balancing the budget will be by cutting total federal spending by about 60% or doubling federal taxes. to close the long-term entitlement gap, the U.S. economy would have to grow by double digits every year for the next 75 years. The answer to these critical financial realities is simple, but not easy. We must rethink the very role of government in our society. Anything less, any tinkering or reform won't cut it. In summary, my friends, the welfare state that the socialists built here from the 1930s after they destroyed the money supply and created an artificial depression is going to do the same thing it did when they built it in the Soviet Union. And if their example is any guide, it won't take until 2040 for the nation's economy to collapse utterly. It will be sudden, it will be unexpected, it will be horrific. Millions of Americans will die, never knowing what happened. But for those of you that listen to this program and many other defined programming on Republic Broadcasting Network, you will know why. And you will know why the answer is what we are dealing with here is socialism. Socialism sounds good because it plays on the emotions, not because it's good fiscal policy. It's terrible fiscal policy. For that matter, it is also terribly damaging psychologically, financially, to those it ostensibly would help. Maybe this time around we'll actually remember the lessons. Maybe this time around we'll remember what real money is and reject the worthless paper our overlords have given us in its place. Maybe this time around, when millions of Americans are starving in tents, we will look not to government for a solution which makes economic slaves of us all, but where we should have looked in the first place, our neighbors, our communities, and yes, even within ourselves. Quick programming reminder, Bob Chapman will be on the Intel Report tomorrow, and I will follow up. Till then, see you, bye.
A message for